Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And it's the weekend, man. And holy cow, Barbecue Bob, we're only a couple weeks from the deer opener. Have you had your bow out yet?
I have not.
Oh, you better get on that, brother.
I've been up to deer camp a few times. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. No, I have not shot, I have not let one fling yet, but I've been up to deer camp a few times, and we're getting that place squared away. We had an issue with that old Trotwood last year. It's got a little oil heater in it, and the pipe was literally rotting, and it was venting inside, so the last couple days there, we got pretty smelly from fuel oil exhaust.
Right.
Everything smells like it. So we had to bleach the place, throw the beds out, all that stuff. But, yeah, thanks for joining us. It is Don't Forget the Sides when you're camping or tailgating.
Right. And you know what? We talk a lot about the main dish, that
yeah.
big hunk of protein
right.
that's on the grill all the time.
And, too much.
Right. Well, I don't know because it starts there every time with me when I fire up the grill. It's like, okay, I got this piece of meat.
Right.
What else am I going to
right.
eat?
Isn't
right?
that the way you do it?
Right.
What are we going to grill?
Right.
And then we fix everything around it. So
yep.
so we're going to do a little reverse anatomy here. We're
okay.
going to go after the sides, and you decide what you want to put with it.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of these sides are universal across different proteins, right?
I ran into I was up north last weekend. We had a wedding. Kyle Bork got married to a wonderful girl, and we had just a wonderful weekend with kids that we've known for 10 years probably, and Jordan's friends, and it was great. We stayed at our friend's log cabin on Lake Michigan and just had a wonderful time in northern Michigan. I tried my best to get my wife to stop in Elk Rapids, and she goes, oh, let's go up to the next town to eat. Well, the next town up is there's no restaurants there.
Right.
I was pretty ornery after that.
You were hangry.
So I was.
You were hangry.
So we took a little scoot down to the city of Central Lake, which is on the road that goes down to Torch Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a place.
Probably what you were talking like when you left it.
We found a place called Mammoth Distillery. And we're going to have those folks on sometime. We tasted all sorts of their stuff, so my orneriness quickly dissipated.
Sure, right. The hangriness
yeah.
was over, right?
It's called Mammoth, and it's very, very cool. And apparently they have two or three tasting rooms now, and they've been open about 5 years. But it's very cool. I very much enjoyed the gin, so I brought a bottle back with me.
Well, there you are.
I had to make a purchase.
Yeah, Ironfish is up in that area, a little bit south of where you were, and that's a distillery that's over by Cabrafay, Manistee.
Oh,
area.
Right. You've told me about
right,
that
or Crystal Mountain, excuse me, not
right,
Cabrafay, Crystal
right.
Mountain. But anyway, yeah, that same thing. It's really nice, and now I'm starting to see their stuff around in stores.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's craft liquor rather
it's
than
catching
craft
on,
beer.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And that's a great side, right? There you go.
Okay,
right.
It is. You're right.
Yeah.
So good time in Walloon. We used to ski up there at the Highlands, and rent a condo on Walloon Lake, like every year, a bunch of us couples. And so I hadn't been back there. I've never been on the water there when it was summer.
Right.
Just when it was frozen.
Yep.
But that's where Ernest Hemingway used to hang out and do a lot of his writing. And one of my favorite cigars that I pick up at Siciliano's is Arturo Fuente Hemingway.
Yeah.
And if I don't get the Hemingway, I'll get a Hemingway short story, which is a little shorter version of that.
Right.
So Ernest Hemingway has had an impact on my life.
Yeah, so not only does our friends at Siciliano provide great beer and a variety, you can buy the can, any of their microbrews or regular beer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, like beer of the week.
Right, yeah. So this week we didn't make it over to Siciliano's, so there is no beer of the week. But
dang it.
Trust us. We'll be having one, and we'll tell you about it next week.
So that mammoth is available at Siciliano's.
Okay.
While I was there, I verified that because I told them about the show, of course, and Siciliano's involvement. And the guy got on his locator. He goes, yeah, we're in Siciliano's.
Nice.
Great.
Yep. That is nice. So this is the time of year when all the farm markets are in full swing.
Yes.
We have in West Michigan here, we have this thing called the Harvest Trail. And what it is, it's just a bunch of local farmers that have the farm market on the roadside, and the crop fields are right behind it.
Aren't those the best?
Oh, man. They are just
cheap.
The best. Cheap, yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah, and I've got one. I think everybody has one they like. I have one I like, and I go there, and the find of the time right now is these little golden tomatoes that are just so sweet. They're like candy sweet. Right off the vine, man.
Yep.
And that makes, you just slice those things in half, put a few of those on top of some greens, whether you eat just regular lettuce or iceberg or you want spinach or something like that. A little of that and a oil and vinegar from our friends at Old World Olive Company. They make a dressing out of that.
Yeah.
Shake it up, put it on there. Oh, my gosh, is that good.
Well, and
that's a great side, and it takes like 2 minutes
to
put something like that together. You might want to put a little cheese on.
My mother used to do that. She'd put onions. She'd put sweet onions and tomatoes and cucumbers in just a vinegar, sugar, brine and oil.
Yeah.
And that was well, we always had a huge garden.
Yeah.
And Maureen and I have a nice garden. We have a bunch of tomatoes right now. So this week, I was at Sobeys and I picked up a couple of prime fillets.
Oh.
Tenderloin.
Yep.
The big
Even at Sobeys, great prices, you drop some coin.
Big mods, I did.
Yeah.
I did. And I made them a couple nights ago for my wife, and she kept going, what are you up to? And I said, I just want to make you a nice steak. It's your favorite steak.
Yeah.
And she kept thinking I had an ulterior motive. Can you believe that?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So
she's a smart lady. Plus, she's been married to you umpteen years.
I put them on Instagram. They were delicious.
Did you cook them first?
They were so big I couldn't finish mine. She didn't even eat half of hers. But this was probably the biggest tenderloin I've ever seen. And it was, I'm saying, 2.5 inches thick.
Oh, he cut them
for you. I wrapped them in bacon. And
so let's talk about that a minute. We're way off the sides, but you put bacon on the side, so there's my segue. But when you do that, how do you get that bacon done without overdoing the steak? Because I've never figured out that piece of bacon wrapped around there. Are you rolling it on its side
to
cook it?
No, it was nice. It was. I think the key is if it's a thick enough cut, it has to stay on so long to get to your doneness
in the center
that bacon actually does cook.
Okay.
If it's not thick enough, I suppose you could run into, you know. And I went at a kind of a low heat. I did it on infrared because
you don't get flare-ups.
I didn't feel like building a fire, to be honest.
Right, charcoal fire. But so that bacon it got edible, right?
Oh yeah, it was dandy. And I had actually bought some of his homemade bacon while I was there, but it's so thick, I just didn't think I could keep it on. I used toothpicks. I went and bought a bunch of round toothpicks because I didn't have any, and I held the thing together that way, and it worked beautifully. I pulled them out for the presentation, and I think if you go to my Twitter page, it's Grillin' Guy, you'll see pictures of that. Also, Instagram, it's GrillinGuy_Bob on Instagram. You can see some of the live shots of that thing cooking, and they were beautiful.
Yeah.
They were just gorgeous.
Well, what'd you serve with it?
Well, it's what we're going to do in the next segment.
Okay.
It's called bruschetta. And used some beautiful bread, grilled the bread, put some Old World Olive butter on it. And
butter olive oil, yep.
Oh, yeah, Old World Olive Company's butter, EVO. And made some pasta.
Awesome.
It was nice.
Coming up next, we're going to build your bruschetta and grill your bell pepper. Stick with us. We'll be back.